B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Without further ado, from ESPN, Adam Schefter joins us. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, gentlemen. Before we get to the Odell Beckham and NFL trade rumors, I have some big news to break here. I had the NBA draft lottery this past Sunday for the ESPN War Room League, 12-team basketball league for the fantasy draft a week from Sunday, and drew the 12th spot.
What?
So, so you lose that on, you know, Greek and Harden and Giannis and Curry.
Yes.
But I'm sitting there in a spot where I know I'm going to be looking at Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And so I got to ask Bob, at 12, would he trust his season to any of those guys?
If Embiid is still there, I would absolutely go that route.
What about the load management on him this year?
Nah, it's okay. You'll be able to overcome it. He'll play between, I'll say, 65 and 70 games, obviously barring injury. But because of load management, Shefty, I think he's between 65 and 70. Shooting percentage is over Simmons.
Hold on. The numbers will be off the charts. I know that. Right there, 65 to 70 means that he's going to be off 15 to 17 games, correct?
Yeah.
I can't have that.
Yeah. Shefty, I got to tell you, I think Bob's trying to swindle you here a little bit. I don't know if you heard, Ben Simmons is now a three-point shooter, so I would take him.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, with his field goal percentage from threes, I might consider Simmons now.
See? Well, Shefty, when does your season end? Do you guys go all season long?
We go till April 1st. It ends there, like the championship round ends then. And what I could do at 12 and 13 is, it's nine categories for people who haven't played. Like, there's nine categories. Points,
right.
Assists, rebounds, assist turnover ratio, field goal percentage, free throw percentage, three pointers. What I could do is I could go Ben Simmons and Andre Drummond and punt on free throws.
But yeah, I don't like that's not a bad strategy.
But I don't like punting on anything.
Do you stay in the middle of the pack or do you assure yourself of winning something? Yeah, it's a tricky fantasy basketball.
Simmons is going to rack up a lot of numbers and Drummond's going to rack up a lot of numbers, right?
Yeah. Drummond will get you 15, 18 rebounds a night.
Yeah, he puts away that category by himself. But he loses three throw percentage by himself for you. So
right.
Now it's net gain. So I you know, This is, honestly, I'm consumed with this. You know, who cares about trading for Odell Beckham Jr. in the
NFC? I'm with you. I'm out.
Taking over the NFC East. You know, this is, who do I take at 12 and 13? Let's get down to
it. Damn right. Let's actually keep this going for a minute here. No, in all seriousness, I do want to keep the conversation going with NBA Adam for a minute if we can.
Yes.
Because Ben Simmons did knock down that three yesterday. How'd it make you feel?
Like a kid all over again. Like, it was just like the joy and the happiness that it brought to so many people. And by the way, it was like, it was a clean swish. Like, nothing but the bottom of the net. Forget about nothing but the bottom of the net. It was tremendous.
Yeah,
great job.
We all felt like children. We raised our arms in jubilation, let me tell you. Now, just shifted to NBA, or excuse me, to NFL Adam Schefter, or as we call him, Adam Schefter.
If we have to.
There is this report coming out of Miami, I believe it is, where there's a report. The man's name is Dan.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be disparaging. Let's call it sports talk radio speculation out of Miami. I mean, that's what it is, right?
He is stating the Eagles have called on the availability of Odell Beckham Jr. So he's not speculating. He's stating it as a fact.
He's
saying it happened.
Yep.
Yeah. So I understand what you're saying, making the difference between the two. But that's what he's saying. Have you heard anything, Adam Schefter, about the Eagles kicking the old tires on Odell Beckham Jr.?
I'm not going to say it's not true, but I've not heard that at all. Okay, now, look, anybody could call anybody on anybody at this time of the year. So, I mean, if somebody called the Eagles called the Giants on Saquon Barkley, like, is that, you know, I mean, you know, the Giants aren't going to trade Saquon Barkley. And I haven't heard through anybody that the Cleveland Browns are trading Odell Beckham Jr. I just haven't heard that. Now, maybe they have acquired him from the Giants, and over the course of the last 6-7 months, seen enough to say, okay, we're going to listen to offers. I find that a little hard to believe personally. I don't see that happening, but I would never rule out anything in the NFL. I don't imagine that to be true, but I never like to question another reporter ever, because they wouldn't just be putting out things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how people do and don't judge their sources, where they're getting their information, how to treat it, how to word it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not rocket science, but again, I never would dismiss anything ever in this day and age because anything is always possible, but that one would surprise me.
All right, there's another name that's been out there because, and this guy just flat out said more or less that he wouldn't mind being traded. Stephon Diggs, who the Eagles actually play this weekend. Is anyone calling and making offers regarding Stephon Diggs, and are the Eagles included in that?
I can tell you this. I don't know whether the Eagles have or haven't called. My guess is, knowing the way they are, they have. And by the way, that would apply to the Odell Beckham Jr. thing as well. The Eagles call and are as aggressive as they can be on anybody that they think is available. So if Stephon Diggs is out there, I'm sure that the Eagles did call. I do know that multiple teams called, about 10 teams roughly. So if a third of the league has called, wouldn't you think that the Eagles, in the spot they're in, would have been one of them? I would guess they would have been. I don't know that, but I would guess yes. And right now, the Vikings have told teams, no, we're not trading him. We're not interested in trading him. And I don't expect that they will trade him. But I always leave open that little crack in the window. And what's interesting is, in this time of the year, and I don't know how it is in basketball, Bob, maybe you could tell me if it's the same, but there's a little arc to these stories, right? It starts out as, oh, team has received calls on player. Team's not interested in trading player. Team now will at least listen on player. And then in the end, often, team does trade player.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't always happen that way, but I've seen it happen that way enough to know that this is following a trajectory on Stephon Diggs that I've seen over the years. Okay? Player wants out. Team not interested. And then you'll start to hear more and more as the October 29th trade deadline comes closer, and we'll see if it does go down this way. Oh, the Vikings have spoken to Team X about a potential Stephon Diggs trade. And again, my belief and guess today would be that they don't trade him. But I don't rule it out, and I don't rule it out if another team comes at them strong enough with an offer they couldn't refuse. Like last year, Golden Tate, Lions aren't trading him. Not trading him, not interested in trading him. Okay, they lose a couple more games. Well, maybe we'll listen. Oh, they're talking to the Eagles. Oh, Golden Tate is traded right at the deadline. Like, I mean, that's how it went down. Now, let's see how the Vikings perform the next couple of weeks. Like, the Eagles might be able to help their chances of landing Stephon Diggs if they're so interested and so inclined by beating the Vikings on Sunday and beating them soundly. So something like that might actually enhance the chances that they could wind up with Diggs if that's what they want to do.
Well, Shefty, the whole reason we're talking wide receiver here, obviously, is because of the injury to DeSean Jackson. And it's kind of been up in the air. Sports hernia isn't a term that's used anymore. A tear in the abdomen, whatever it may be. Do you have any insight of what it is, maybe how long it will be, and where we are on that?
Yeah, I think it was a sports hernia. I think that surgery was recommended, and he decided not to do it, if I remember correctly, or surgery was discussed, and he decided not to do it. He didn't have the surgery, right?
No, no surgery.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I remember being told, it was interesting, I remember being told that it would be about a month, and it's been three games so far?
Four
games now.
Okay.
He only played the first game of the season.
All right.
Right. Okay, I was told it would be about a month, and then when I spoke to somebody else, they're like, a couple of weeks. And so there were differing opinions depending on who you spoke to, but I could tell the first one was the right one, and I thought it would be, from the time he suffered the injury, about a month, and that's what it has been so far. And my guess is that he'll be back soon. I don't know that it's this week, but he'll be back. Maybe it will be this week. Maybe it'll be next week. But it's that kind of injury, and he'll be back. And when he does come back, they'll be stronger for it. And you know, I think that they're in a spot here, having won their last couple of games against Green Bay, and then this past week where they blew out that team, I think that they'll be in a spot where, once again, at the trade deadline, they'll be buyers.
And who do you know as any wide receivers that are out there? I asked you about Stephon Diggs, but Emmanuel Sanders' name's been mentioned, some others around the league. Are these just kicking tires right now, and it's going to get more serious as we get closer, I assume?
I would say that with wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders is a good name to watch. Now, the Broncos have told me we're not interested in dealing him, that we're not going to move him. And they told me that last week before they beat Jacksonville. But again, I'll go back to my trade trajectory chart and just say that, you know, I'll believe that Emmanuel Sanders isn't traded later on when he's still there after the trade deadline, if that is indeed the case. Now, I'm not telling he is. I'm just telling you that I think his name is going to come increasingly into play, and we'll see whether somebody would offer. And I think the market on him, and maybe I'm wrong, would be similar to what the Eagles gave up last year for Golden Tate. They gave up a 3. And Emmanuel Sanders has come back from that Achilles injury and is a very productive receiver, by and large. And maybe he's not a 3. I'd have to check his age compared to Tate's age last year. But they've produced at a similar level. And so I would think that Emmanuel Sanders would be a 3 or 4 if Denver were willing to trade him.
And finally, Adam, we're talking in trades here, and we're talking with you, so we're obligated through the fan base of Philadelphia to ask you about Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
So any updates?
That one is not going to happen.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Not right now. No, and that one, I predict, will not happen by the trade deadline either.
All right, okay. So this crystal ball still is telling you the same thing as it was last week.
But I'm happy to discuss Jalen Ramsey every week up until the trade deadline. I will let you know if that changes.
To hell with that. 12th pick, fantasy draft. Let's go back to it.
Okay, let's get back to that 1 second before you let me go.
Yes.
Bob, at 12, who would you draft? Here's the players I'm considering. Ready? I'll give you a group of guys that I think are going to be there at 12.
All right.
Okay. Bradley Beal, Drew Holiday, Ben Simmons, Luka Doncic, Andre Drummond, even Paul George, who might miss the first month of the season. That's the group of guys I believe I'll be looking at 12.
And
maybe even after a strong game last night, DeAndre Ayton, which would seem early, but the guy may be a monster this year.
So, do you think Embiid will be available there?
I think 50-50, but I will say this. I love him as a player. I will not draft a guy that is going to be rested 15. Like, that's just going to kill me when I need.
But if your season ends April 1st, they very well could rest him 4 or 5 games after your season is already over.
Yeah, it's tough to predict that. Like,
yeah, it is. All right. Out of the group that you gave me, though, I would go Doncic.
Okay, that's what I think, too, by the way. But
look at that, great minds.
He's going to kill me in free throws, I think.
Well, then, back him up with a Drummond or something like that and throw away a category.
Well then, okay. Well, then we'll give you better off with Simmons and Doncic, and then get rid of. Like, do we think that Ben's going to have a big year or not?
Yeah, Ben's going to be an 18-8-8 guy again.
Right, but his shooting's no good.
Shooting percentage will be bad. Free throw percentage will be horrible.
Yeah, that kind of stuff drives me nuts.
Yes, it does. I'd rather have a guy that's even across the board.
Yeah, and the other guy that you would put in that category, Trae Young, but I guess it's going to be...
Trae Young's an interesting guy. Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah. Adam, always great talking to you. I look forward to talking some hoops with you next week, as well as, Jalen Ramsey.
Listen, two things you just get me going. The NFL trade deadline and the 12th and 13th pick.
Don't I know it. Adam Schefter, always a pleasure, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
All right, Adam Schefter, ESPN.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.